Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see you, and each one of your light, your brightness, your radiance is all around you. For those whom we have not met, my name is Aronda. It is very nice to connect with each of your heart centers. We've got little vibrant rays coming out from your heart center. We honor you. We see you. We know who you are. We know that right now some of you are just a bit out of your comfort zone. And if it wasn't pushed out with the rattles and everything else we've done, it was pushed out by the language of light and the response to the language of light. So know that there are no accidents. Everything is working in the light, with the purity of you. For you see, that energy that is in the divine flow of all that is coming through you now. How many of you feel different, huh? Little emotion, little energy? Hello? We know one does. What about the rest of you? Feel a little sort of discombobulated, like, okay, so this was really fun, but I don't know if I want to come back this afternoon, huh? You would understand that you are complete into yourself. That is correct. However, sometimes there's lots of programming that has been piled on top of your little baby spirit when your little baby spirit was this big in your mommy's womb, huh? And what we're doing is we're just sort of chipping away at that to allow that energy to come through grander and grander, bigger and bigger, and connected, so it will radiate from your heart center always. And radiate from your heart center always. And as it does, the energy gets very big, huh? As it does, and you chip away those things that no longer serve your highest good or your highest joy, then you get down to the true core of you. Is that all right, huh? Good, because we would do it anyway. For you see, sometimes when people get beyond their own comfort zone, sometimes when they get beyond where they have been all of their life, that means that the energy is shifting in such a way, take a deep breath, that they are moving in the spirit. And as they are moving in the spirit, take a deep breath, they are holding the vibration of love and light in their core. And that a vibration of love can withstand everything. There's no darkness that can stand in love. There is no energy that will hurt you in love. There is no vibration that is separate from love when you have love in your heart. So take a deep breath. Won't it be wonderful when everywhere in the world, everyone in the world feels that love, huh? So what we're going to do right now with the Selenite Swords of Light before we break for lunch is we're going to activate that love within you. So take a deep breath. You will notice a shift in our energy when we use the Selenite Swords of Light. That is because Sekhmet, the goddess of destruction, to knock out anything that no longer serves, and the goddess of creation, to lock in everything that you are choosing to create in the cells of your body. So her energy is just a bit different from our energy. She's the Egyptian goddess with the head of a lion, the body of a woman. The only time our vessel Merlin has actually shape-shifted was with Sekhmet. That doesn't mean that her head's going to turn into the head of a lion, but you never know. We've also not lost anyone yet with the Selenite Swords of Light. So be not afraid, huh? So take a deep breath. Understand yourself. See who you are. You are magnificent beings of light. It is time to let your light be seen. Transparent. That is you. It is time to remove that wushu basket on top of your head. Take out that outer shell covering and be you. For you are magnificent. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. So step not away from your task. Step into it with both feet and joy in your heart and love in your vibration. And then everyone you encounter will feel that love. The restaurant won't even know what hit them, huh? Breathe into that energy. Take a deep breath. And again. Better? Yes. We will see you again, huh? We love you so much. We see you. We see who you are. We see your heart. We see your light. We see your soul. We see your tears sometimes. We see your laughter sometimes. We see the confusion sometimes. And it is our intention that you will also receive the answer, so the confusion will be gone. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste.